Farmland is a limited resource, and over the past year, there has been a sharp climb in the cost of buying it. The high prices make it harder for young farmers to build their businesses on land they can call their own. And as Katie Pikus reports from Iowa Public Radio, that's especially true as demand from investors grows.
Here we go. We have an online bid of $7,000, asking $8,000.
Auction time. At this farmland auction in Jessup, Iowa, there's more than two dozen people attending in person, and lots of others are online and on the phone. Just a couple years ago, the final sale would have been near $7,000 or $8,000 an acre. But now it's a lot different.
$18,900 out of the nine, now $19,000.
The winning bids topped more than $17,000 and $19,000 an acre.
I was astounded.
Jessup farmer Ben Rinchi came to check out the prices. He didn't bid this time around, but recently at another auction, he bought 40 acres for $15,000 an acre.
It was way more than I ever hoped to pay, but we'll find out in a decade whether I was too high or too soon.
Farmland prices have rocketed, especially in the Midwest and the High Plains. Recently in Iowa, some farmland sold for no lower than $25,000 an acre. Andy Helgeson says it's just too much.
You go there and you just get, basically it's all muscled. That's what I call it.
Helgeson farms corn and soybeans in north central Iowa. He says he hasn't had any success at recent auctions. Reed Thompson in central Illinois farms largely on leased farmland, but bought his first farm 7 years ago for about $10,000 an acre. He says while beginning farmers get loans to help them, they have less cash and equity than those who have been farming longer.
The less cash you have, the more debt you're going to have to incur. Same with less equity, the more debt you're going to have to incur. And so it's just going to limit when you can purchase and how much you can afford to pay.
So why is farmland costing so much now? Economists say things like good crop prices, a global food shortage, inflation, and record high government payments, largely from the pandemic. Randy Dickhoot is the vice president of real estate operations with Farmers National Company. The company manages farms and conducts real estate sales and farmland auctions, including the one in Jessup.
Like last year, farmers had better yields than they thought, higher commodity prices. So they'd had some good income. They hadn't maybe bought anything for a while. And so when it came on the market, they were pretty aggressive buying it.
There's also lots of competition from investors, people like Bill Gates, America's biggest private owner of farmland. Iowa State University economist Wendong John says investors see farmland as a way to diversify their portfolio, and there's more momentum from investors than in years past.
During uncertain times, when their stock's value could go down by 30%, their farmland could hold on to the value.
It's unclear whether farmland prices will stabilize or continue to rise, but the Federal Reserve recently raised interest rates again. Some experts say that could help drag the value of farmland down, which could help those young farmers looking to buy land. For NPR News, I'm Katie Pikus in Ames, Iowa.